This is Daf Kuf Hey, I think, right? So I figured you guys got to the bottom, the new Mishnah Kuf Dalet Amar Beis. So it's a pretty quick Daf today. The Mishnah says that Mida bechevel ani mocher lecha. I'm selling you a certain measurement. I'm gonna measure it out, and hein chaser hein yeser, and whether or not it's a little bit more, a little bit less. So the problem is he says two different competing statements. One hand he says a mida bechevel, which is exact and precise. And then he says, hein chaser, hein yeser, there's going to be some margin of error. So what do you follow? So the Mishnah says that hein chaser, batel hein chaser, hein yeser, mida bechevel. The second statement he says, the lashon achron of chaser, hein yeser, is going to be batel the first statement of a mida bechevel. It doesn't have to be exact, because the Mishnah Paskins, we toughest lashon achram. This is a whole big discussion. We have many places in Shas, Gemara's in Timura, and elsewhere we've seen, do you go based on lashon rishon or lashon achram? You say lashon achram now, in fact, he changed his mind. Rashbam has his line, he changes his line. Look at the last few words of the Rashbam here on the page. Dechazer bo besoch kdei dibur min harishon, that you change your mind within the toch kdei dibur of the first statement, so it's erasing the first statement. So is it Lashon Rishon or Lashon Achron? So the Mishnah here clearly paskins Lashon Achron, as we'll see further from the very next case. The Mishnah says, let's say you first say, Hein Chaser, Hein Yeser, and then you write, then you say, Mida Bechevel, but then you say, I'm going to give you an exact. So here as well, we go Tafos Lashon Achron, which the Mishnah says on Kufay, Batel Mida Bechevel, Hein Chaser, Hein Yeser, Divrei Ben Nanas. That the second statement of Mida Bechevel in the second scenario, the Mida Bechevel is going to cancel and erase the first statement of Hein Chaser, Hein Yeser. That is all the opinion of Ben Nanas. So Gemara now says, Amar Rabbi Abba Bar Memel, Amar Rav Cholkin Alav Chaverov Al Ben Nanas. That his friends, the other Rabbanim in the Beis Medrash, argue with Ben Nanas, and they felt differently that it's not going to be a case of Tafos Lashon Achron. Rather, look at the Rashbam, three lines from the top of Kuvei. He says, Cholkin al Chaverov. Dilididu, to the Chaverov who argue, Havi Mamun Hamut al Basafik, v'cholkin. They paskin the Mamun Hamut al Basafik, unclear whether you go Basar Tafos Lashon Rishon or Tafos Lashon Achron. But since we're unclear, we say, Yachloku. And the Rashbam explains, Dimisap Kalahu, they're unclear, they're not sure, Iyar Minon Tafos Lashon Rishon o Lashon Achron. So there's a big machlokas tonight. Again, in one corner is Benana saying we always go Lashon Achron, but then the Chacham and the Chaverov say we say Yachloku. So the Gemara asks, my Kamash Milan, what's the Chiddush here? What's Rav trying to teach us here? We already have a Mishnah that clearly tells us that such a machlokas exists. The Mishnah tells us, Tanin and Bab Metzia, we learn this all the way to the end of Bab Metzia. Maisa b'tzipori. There's a story that once happened in Tzipori. What was the Maisa? Be'echad she'sachar merchatz. A guy had rented, he leased out a bathhouse from his friend. B'shneimasar zehuvim l'shana, 12 gold coins for the year, and he also mentioned dinar zav l'chodesh, but then it's going to be one gold coin per month, which is a simple math. But the difficulty is, if it's an chodesh ibur, so then ibur shana, so then what's going to be that 13th month? Is that included in the first statement as part of the shana, and he doesn't owe anything more than the 12 gold coins? Or no, he also said it's a dinar zar of l'chodesh, so maybe he would pay the extra coin for that 13th month. So what happened? Ba ma'isa l'fnei rabin shemim b'gamliel. They went to him, and v'lfnei rabbi Yosi, they asked him as well. V'amru, they said, yachloku, you have to divide it up. Mamun amuta basafik, yachloku. Et chodesh sha'ibur, that 13th month you divide. So we see from here that such a machlokas exists. So this Tana, this Mishnah tells us that you say Yachloku, Mamun Muta Basafak Yachloku, as opposed to the Mishnah in Bava Basra, which is Benana, says no, you go based on Lashon Achron. So what's Rav telling us? We know Mishnah Alas by heart, right? We know the Mishnah in Bava Basra, we know the Mishnah in Bava Metzia, and we know it's a machlokas in the Tanaim. So what's Rav really contributing here by saying, oh, there's a machlokas? We know the Mishnah Alas, there's a machlokas. So the Gemara answers that E mehasam had, we had that Mishnah in Bava Metzia, that you would split, that you say Yachloku for that last month. Hava mina, I would have thought, hasam hu di'ikla meymar mehader kahader be, vi'ikla meymar purish ka mefarish. That Mishnah where I say, I'm renting the bathhouse from you for 12 months, 12 gold coins for a year, and I say one coin per month, you could explain it that either when I say one gold coin per month, I'm chozer, mehader hader, I'm retracting, I'm not going for the annual lease, I'm going for the monthly lease. or there's room to say Prusha Kamefarsh. I'm just explaining what does it mean. What's the simple math? 12 coins per year means one coin per month. That's just simple math. But I'm not obligating myself to pay an extra coin. So since there are two ways to interpret that case of the Merchatz, so maybe that case everybody agrees. Maybe even Ben Nanas would agree. Yachloku, there is no machlokus. Aval hacha, here in this case, devadai kahadebe, here, there's no way to explain it. There are two competing statements. They're contradictory. One hand you say exact measure, and the other hand you say a little bit more, a little bit less. There's no way to say I'm explaining my words. I'm selling you know, a foot of carpet. And then I say, you know what? If it's a little bit more, a little bit less. Those are contradictory. You can't explain it. So you have to choose either Lashon Achron or Lashon Rishon. So in this case, again, here, there certainly was a retraction. You can't explain what he's saying. My first statement meant that. Therefore, maybe in this case, we wouldn't say Yachloku. Maybe everybody would agree. Even the Chachamim, the Chaverav, would agree that Bata Lashon Achron es Lashon Rishon. So Kamash Lund says, Rav, no, they're arguing even in this case. Even in this case, Chaverav Shel Benanis would say it's Mamon Hamuta Basafek, which the din would be Yachloku. That's the contribution of Rav.
So here you don't apply the principle of Hamatze Mechorot Arai, is that what it is? Because in most cases, most Achamim hold that it's Hamatze, it's only Husum Kusafim that it says Mamon Holkim, right?
So right.
So why? Because it wasn't a completed deal, and that's why? Or
there's no one, there's no, see, we'll see in a second, we're talking about what he comes in the middle of the month right now, but let's assume there is no status quo. Who has the upper hand? Motzi Mechaver is where there's a person
and we don't say that since the guy still has, let's say, the rental in his power and didn't give it to the other guy has to.
Right. So we'll see that could be what the next part of the Gemara is talking about. If it's in the beginning of the month, so then the status quo would be it's the maschirs, the owners.
Right,
and
if
it's the end. Right.
So it does go.
But that's at the later. At this stage, we're not really seem to consider that at this point. It's all about it's a mamon hamuta l'safek, which we would paskin yachloku. There's an interesting discussion in the Achronim whether this whole din of this 13th month that we paskin, we would seemingly paskin yachloku, does this apply bizman hazeh, or did it only apply bizman when they created, they didn't know, but when they did it based on the Shana? They didn't have a set calendar like we have now, so you never knew what the year would be. I rented it in the beginning of Tishrei. Who would know if there's going to be an Adar Sheni or not? So then that's the debate. But let's say where we have set calendars, I'm well aware what's going to be down the line, that might not be the part of the debate, in which case they would say, of course the guy knew it was a full year. Of course he knows it was a full year. And the fact that he said for 1 year, or he said 12 months, that was simply a talus balma. And that's a discussion whether it's true or not. While other achronim say, no, even bizman hazeh. The Rishonim still quote this halacha, even bizman hazeh, where we do know the set calendars. So how could there be such a debate? So they discuss about the nature of Adar Rishon versus Adar Sheni. Gets into a very interesting discussion that Adar Rishon is not really a replacement for Adar Sheni. The year doesn't complete itself until Adar Sheni. Adar Rishon is just like an extra month they stuck in the middle there. But no one could ever contend that after Adar Rishon's over, the year's over. It's Adar Sheni which really ends the year.
So nowadays you would say that for sure he was Chozer.
For sure he was a chozer. If
whatever, dinner the chodesh or whatever, means that he for sure knew that since it's 13 months, he meant a year, and then he was chozer saying that he's going to pay actually per month.
Right, so that's only if you assume that it's different nowadays than it was back then.
Right.
But according to others, which they say most Rishonim seem to quote this halacha, afilu bizman hazeh, in which case whatever halacha we pass in here, which is yachloku, would still apply bizman hazeh as well. Okay, the Gemara now says halfway down that Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel Zu Divrei Benanas Aval Chachamim Omrim Halach Acher Pachos Shevelishonos. So he says this whole discussion is only in the world of Benanas. When it comes to the Shita of the Chachamim, the Chaverav, they all say you go based on the least amount. What does the least amount mean? So look at the Rashbam around halfway down the medium wide lines. He says, Halach acher pachos shebelashonos, the least of the two statements. Acher also lashon shemafchis kocho shaloch keach. Whichever one lessens the power of the purchaser, dimisafka loy e tafas lashon rishon o achon, that's the suffix. The yad ha mocher shu muchsak bekarkas is what Riku is getting at. He's the muchsak. So the mocher, since he's the muchsak, he's bekarkas shaloch al ha'ayona. He has the upper hand. And hokach, therefore, hey chadamer le mida bechevel. And then he says, hein chaser, hein yeser. Chazin, we have to see, im hosir kol shu, if he added a little bit more, So that's why he chose, I want the exact amount. So then he, if he happens to give extra, whatever he's giving, he's able to take that extra back. And that's what he's toughest, he's Yad HaElyona. Vim Piches, Kolshu, if he, let's say, gave a little bit less than the exact measure, he said, I'm going to give you 12 inches, and he gave him 11.9. So then, Lahachi Amalei Hein Chaser HaYaser, that also works to his benefit. So the Lokeach is the lower hand, and the Mocher is the upper hand. That's the Shita of the Chachamim, Halach Acher Pachos Shiblashonos, and I think that's based on the idea of a Moti Mechavei Olav Haraya, that the Mocher is the Machzik, and then the Lokeach has to prove, the burden of proof is upon the Lokeach. So the Gemara says, Zu v'lo svirle. With the statement of Shmuel Zu, this is Divrei Ben Nana. Seems like that's his. I'm not related. It's not my opinion. That's Divrei Ben Nana's. V'lo svirle, but he doesn't hold of this? Is that really true? V'ha Rabu Shmuel, Damir Tevayu, both of them say, Kor b'shloshim ani mocher lecha, yachal achzer ba'afilu b'seh achronim. Let's say I'm selling you a package, a bundle of amount of core for 30. It's one unit. So even though they're small amounts, I could sell them separately. If you're giving me one by one by one, if the last the last amount, I could retract on the wholesale. Because since I said kor b'shloshim, I'm referring to this as a unit. So no different, Rashbam says, if I'm buying a cow from you or a donkey, it's not complete until I do a full mashicha of the animal. If I don't do a full mashicha, it's not a sale. So when it comes to kor b'shloshim, it's not until I do a full mashicha of all shloshim is it final. So if I'm taking one bag and the next bag, and I took 29 bags, and the 30th bag I didn't take yet, I could be chozer in the entire mekach and give it back to you. That's if you say kor b'shloshim. But if you say kor b'shloshim se b'sela, I say I'm buying a kor for 30 sela, and which is the same thing as saying one small volume of a sela per coin. The same idea as a year, an annual sale versus a monthly sale. So I'm saying the whole package costs $30, and each unit will be $1. So if I say both statements now, ani mocher lecha, I'm selling to you. So rishon rishon kana. Now in this case means, so if I pull and pay per dollar per unit, I'm acquiring each one. And if I decide to pull out, so if I bought 15 only, 15 are final, and the other 15 I don't buy. It's viewed as individual sales. So that seems like, since it's the second statement, again I said, kor b'shloshim, which is sa b'sela, I'm tafas lashon achron, that's a dollar per unit, which is shita of ben nanas. So how come Shmuel said above, zu divrei ben nanas below svirla, I don't hold of him. But here's a clear statement in his name that he does hold of him. So the Gemara says, ela zu b'svirla, this is ben nanas, and I actually paskin like him, that you always go based on lashon achron. So the Gemara says, "Umisfirle, does he really hold of him?" We have a different statement of Shmuel, which clearly holds he doesn't go based on Tafos Lashon Achron. V'hamar Shmuel, doesn't Shmuel say the whole discussion of the Merchatz, where there's a Yachloku discussion, that's only Biba Be'emsa Chodesh Askinan, where the whole debate came to Bezdin in the middle of the month, the 15th of the month. The Mashkir's like, "What are you still doing here? You owe me money." And the Socher says, "I leased it from you for the entire year." So in the middle of the month they come, and that's the debate where you would say Yachloku. Aval, Babitchila Sachodesh, Kulolamaskir. If they went to Bezin in the beginning of the month, and the landlord says, wait a second, we only did a 12-month deal, so the Bezin says, you're right, the Socher has to leave or pay for the extra month. But they come the Sof Chodesh after he's already been living there for a month, so Kulolasocher, the landlord loses out, and it's a Motzi Mechavei Olav Haraya. But what we don't say here is, we don't say, why don't you go based on Tafos Lashon Achron? Right, you said, I'm selling it to 12 coins for a year, which is one coin per month. One coin per month, that's the Lashon Achron. So should we paskin that way, that the Socher should have to pay for the extra month? The very fact that he doesn't say that indicates he doesn't hold a bananas, and we don't hold of Tafos Lashon Achron. So what's Shmuel Shita? So the Gemara says on the top of Amud Beis, El Yolam, really, in reality, Zu below Sphirle. Really, Shmuel doesn't hold the Benanas. Benanas is a Das Yachid. He holds Tafas Lashon Achron, but Shmuel and nobody else hold that way. V'hosam Tai Mamai. What's the reason over there? We'll read Rashbam in a second for clarity. Over there, it's because Mishum de Tafas, Hachanami HaTafas. What's this case? So, let's read these two Rashbams on the top here. Rashbam says on the top, El Eliolam. Really, Haid de Kamer Zu Divrei Benanas. That which Shmuel says, this is Benanas. Haidu Mishim de Los Rile. That's his opinion. That's his. I don't hold of that way. We don't hold of Tafas Lashon Achron. Ella, Sveikahi, he's unclear. This is Shmuel now. Viazlinan Basar Chazaka Kriyabana. You always go based on the Chazaka, which is another way of saying Hamotzi Mechavero Alav Haraya. Whoever's Muchsak. Dami Halach Acher Pachal Shib L'Shonos. You always go based on the least amount that the Mocher has the Yad Helyona. He's the Muchsak. Udekashlecha, but didn't we have the statement above Mehad the Rav Shmuel, the Rishon Kana, the Mashma Tafas Lashon Achron? The case where I said I'm buying a Korba Shloshim, and then I said Sebesela, a dollar per unit, we said, each dollar you pay, you buy the unit. Isn't that also Tafas Lashon Achron? It's not a case of Safik. Lav Hainu Taima, is it not because the Huadin? Says Gemara says, that's not for the reason. It's not because of Tafas Lashon Achron. The Huadin Iopich. If he said the other way around and said, Amar se besela, one unit per dollar, and then he said this kor b'shloshim ani mochelcha, still in that scenario, even though the Lashon Achron is really the entire amount together, we would still pask in there to Rishon Rishon Kana. Per dollar per unit would be final. Mishum desmisafkele, etaf sanon Lashon Rishon, e Lashon Achron as lina baser chazaka. Because he holds that we're not sure how to pask in. We don't pask in one way, it's Lashon Achron across the board, and we don't say it's Lashon Rishon across the board. He doesn't know. Every case is Suffolk. And in a case of Suffolk, we don't say Achloku, but instead we say what Ricky said, we say we go bash to the Muchsak, and Amotzi Mechavero Olav Haraya. So he says now, so the Hasam Rashbam explains, Hasam Gavi Merchatz by the bathhouse, Taima Mayachloku. So why do we say Yachloku by the case of the Merchatz? Shouldn't we be saying it should be whoever the Muchsak is and Motzi Mechavei Olav Haraya? Mishum Detafes Kol Echad HaChetzi Kedekaokim Nea Bebaba Emsa Chodesh. They both have a Tfisa because it's in the middle of the month. Tfisa doesn't mean a physical Tfisa, but it means they have a good Taina, a good claim. It's in the middle of the month. I lived here for 15 days. V'huadin L'Rabbanan Dazlinan Basar Pachos Shil B'Shonos Shem Mocher Muchsak. Everyone agrees that Mocher is the Muchsak. Who? The Kagon Shekibal Kvar Adamim. Hachanami here as well. Gavi Rishon Rishon Kana Hainu Taima Dehu Tafis. The reason why you pay a dollar per unit, you're Kona it, because now you're Tofis in. You're holding on to the units. So now it's up, the burden of proof is on the seller that he wants to get it back. So here as well, that's what's going on here. That's the explanation. So again, the klal is, according to Shmuel, that we go, since it's a machlokis, a suffix, whether you go based on Lashon Rishon, or Basar Lashon Achron, so then we always say we go based on the Muchsak. Whoever the Muchsak is, the other person, Tamotzi Mechaveiro Al Haraya, it's the case of the Beris HaMerchatz, the Mocher is the tough, he's the Muchsak. If I live there for 15 days now, I become the Muchsak of those 15 days, so you can't claim the money from me. And if it's the case of the units, so if I pay a dollar per unit, I'm now being toe-faced on that unit, you can't get it back from me, because at that point the sale is final, because the Safek had a pasuk. Okay, Gemara now says two lines down on Kuf Hayman Beis that Amar Rav Huna Amar Bei Rav. They said in the Beis Medrash of Rav the following: Istira, and then he says Mea Mai. The halacha is Mea Mai. What's Istira? Istira I think is like 99 prutos, and Mea is 100. So you say 99, but then you say 100. So the halacha is Mea Mai. You go based on Lashon Achron.
It says 96.
96. Okay, where's that?
In the Rosh Bam here, he says.
Oh, this one, the Tafas Lashon Achron? So 96. So you first say Istere, which is 96, but then you say Me'ah, then you say 100. So the Lacha is, according to Beirav, Me'ah Ma. You follow the 100, which is the second statement. If he says the opposite, Me'ah Ma'i, and then he says Istere, here as well, he paskin Istere, because that was the second statement he said. So my Kamash Milan, what are we learning here from the Beirav? We say from here, Kamash Milan, Tafas Lashon Achron, that we pass in Lashon Achron. So the Gemara says, Amar Rav Chadazimna. Didn't Rav already tell us this? That was an Amar Aleph. Amar Aleph, we already learned this din of Tafas Lashon Achron. So the Gemara says, Amar Rav, I have a Hasam, had I been there, Havi Himna Kula Lemaschir, I would have given everything to the Maschir. So Mal the same, Aprushe Kamifarish. Kamash Milan. So what's going on here? I would have thought that the Maschir should really get everything, because since you said, I'm selling you, I'm leasing the property 12 gold coins per the year, which is another way of saying a coin per month, so Lashon Achron would be then another coin for the 13th month. That's Lashon Achron. But maybe you could have said that maybe it's really simply clarifying. You could have thought otherwise. Maybe the case of Beis HaMerchatz, he's just saying, what does it mean 12 coins per year? It's another way of saying a coin per month. And it wasn't really retracting, it was just an explanation. So Kamash Mlan, therefore you have to come along and tell us the case of a Beis HaMerchatz, in fact, is a contradiction of languages, and you do go based on Lashon Achron in that case as well. As opposed to this case here of Ister and Mei, you can't say one's explaining the other one. There's a contradiction. They're saying two opposite things, so that's why this case is obvious, but the case where Rav had to tell us by the case of Beis HaMerchatz that wasn't so obvious, that's the chiddush that Rav is really saying. And you could always say that Rav could have just said the statement by the Beis HaMerchatz, and that's the case of Lashon Achron, and it wouldn't be needed to say the case here of the Mei Mai and Istra, because that would be so obvious, because if it's true when you could have said Prushe Kamefarish, there's room to say you're explaining, yet we pass on Lashon Achron, so Kavachomer in a situation where there is no Prushe Kamefarish, there's Stira with each other, that's a Kavachomer, a Vadai case, that you would certainly follow Lashon Achron.
So even though Rav and Shmuel have different Shitas,